Hey, Dance Mommers, welcome to our show. And we want to let Kathy know she better look out. Her title as craziest dance mom ever may be in jeopardy tonight. Stay with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
My move, my signature move. It's like John Travolta.
Getting crazy.
Slash,
yeah. We're really good dancers.
Yeah. I tried out for the team. Okay.
Yeah,
hi, everybody. Welcome. We are here to talk to you about Dance Moms, Season 7, Episode 8. ALDC ain't dead yet, and we're very excited to be here. I'm Pamela Gross. I'll be hosting tonight with my lovely cohorts. Take it away.
Hi, my name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Hi, my name is Becca Brown. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
All right. Okay, everybody, we are very glad to have you joining us. We're super excited to talk about this episode. There was a lot of things going on. Why don't we start with Pyramid. So it started with, we had Lily, Maisie, and Ellie on the bottom. Then we had Kendall and Kalani. Then Bryn and Nia with Cameron on top.
Yes.
What do you guys think
Shocking.
Of that?
Plot twist.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think Nia deserved to be on top. I personally liked last week, the group dance. I think Nia stood out the most. But there was a lot of controversy there.
Yes, there sure was.
I think she's tough on Nia for a reason. I mean, I think Nia's grown up. I think Nia gets the reason why Abby's tough on them now. And it's when she's tough on kids, it's for their own good. I feel like it comes from a good place. It comes from, like, I want this kid to succeed kind of place. So
yes, I agree.
I think she should have been on top.
I think that the biggest issue that the moms were having with that, well, first going back to the bottom, Lily, Maisie, Ellie, that sort of makes sense. Kendall, Kalani sort of makes sense. I did think, as I mentioned last week, that I agreed with what Abby said about Cameron kind of stealing the show at the end with that move. I thought that was cool. Did it warrant being on the top of the pyramid? I don't think so. I agree. I think that the issue that Holly was having, along with the other moms, was the double standard. That usually if there's someone leading the dance and they lead the team to victory, they're on top of the pyramid. So to put Cameron, because she had a cool move, which I agree, on the top of the pyramid is a bit of a slight to Nia.
It is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And what do you think about Cameron being on the top of the pyramid?
I think in Abby's point of view, it's probably kind of like a disadvantage because she's going so easy on Cameron and she's like, here's the top of the pyramid spot after like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I think she also did it because Cameron had been struggling. She hadn't gotten anything from Abby. So I think it was a gesture, but it was at Nia's expense.
Yeah.
So that's not
Poor
great.
Nia.
Yeah. I did think, though, I was surprised. I thought Holly's level of anger was disproportionate to Pyramid.
Yeah, it was definitely up there.
Yeah, she was really angry.
Yeah, she was really mad. I've never seen her that before.
Yeah, and yeah, she controls her temper pretty well.
She's always calm, cool, and collected. That's why I was surprised.
It's not like Nia was like on the bottom, so.
Yeah, it was interesting that that's the battle that Holly chose. I mean, I don't think she was wrong per se, but I was like, that was unexpected response to the pyramid.
Yeah.
I just think she might be also fed up with it, too, that, every time, Nia does good, she's not placed at the top.
Who could blame her? Right, exactly. I guess maybe it was more of a fuse or that was the breaking point than in and of itself. I do take for granted at this point how serious the pyramid is to everybody. I think, it's the pyramid, who cares at this point?
Yeah.
But clearly they do. they're obviously.
I think it's important in some stance, but I don't think it's important enough for the moms to pick fights with Abby over.
Yeah.
Honestly, just let it go.
Well, it's a gesture, and I guess they do appreciate it and when it's not given when you're expecting it, I suppose it's all the more hurtful.
I mean, I guess it's something for the girls to work up to, but it shouldn't be something that the moms are arguing about. Yeah. It should be something that the girls are like, okay, I'm at this spot on the pyramid this week. It's my goal to be on this spot or higher on the pyramid next week.
Yeah.
Kind of like as a motivation type of thing to build their self-esteem. Like, okay, I'm here. I want to be there next week, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's where the disappointment for Holly that we saw come to a head was that they were really expecting it. They thought, great, Nia did a wonderful job. She was coming off her first place win.
Yeah.
She led the team to victory. So to not be on the top of the pyramid just seemed like, what?
You know? Yeah. Chelsea M90 said Nia should have been on top and the duet should have been together. The people who did the duet.
Yeah. Because they won their duet, right? Mm-hmm. The duet that went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was watching last week's episode last night, and I was surprised that that duet won, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I know I wasn't here last week to discuss it, but yeah, it was just
which,
shocking.
To refresh us and the viewers, what exactly was that one? There are so many dances since.
The one with Cameron and Bryn.
Oh, Cameron and Bryn's I thought was great. The sassy jazz number.
I was feeling Kendall and Kalani's.
I was feeling that one, too. I really did. But I think it was different. Like, the different kind of style that they don't really do. So, the jazz.
I think the jazz is really different. Oh, that's cool.
And it was nice to see Cameron and Bryn dance together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abby has been doing this sort of, like, the two black girls, the two brunettes, like, balancing act with the duets. So, it was nice to see. It's like, you don't always need a dance partner that you look like. You know, it's nice to see there's some dichotomy going on there. So, we'll move right into the best part of this episode, and there's lots to cover with her, with this one, but we'll start with her first eruption, Yolanda.
Yes. Volcano Yolanda. Yolanda.
She is, I think, as crazy as Kathy. I mean, I think she's a full-on lunatic, just an overzealous dance mom. She's really loopy.
I think it's sad when How old is Eliana? 8 or 9?
9.
Nine. I think it's sad that a 9-year-old is more mature than her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when is she going to get the hint? Like Abby said, can you not talk? I mean, it couldn't be more clear that the only thing holding back her daughter is her. And she still will not shut the bleep up ever. She said, can you please be quiet today? To which Yolanda decided was a prompt to go in and start a fight with Abby. So they're rehearsing, and she goes in and says, like, I told her the baby gets the milk. Like,
I feel like, as I was saying, like, while we were watching, I feel like Yolanda's the type of mom who, by the time the kid is, like, 10 or 11, is going to be like, I'm done. I quit.
Because she's not going to enjoy dance as much. Yeah. There's so much pressure going on there with her mom.
It's funny because she's so awful, but it's also hard to watch. I mean, Yolanda is really terrible, and she has no couth. Like, she has no chill. This woman does not know when to shut it.
It makes me seriously wonder if Eliana enjoys dancing or if she's just doing it because her mom wants her to dance.
Well, I think she enjoys it because she's so good at it. It is the best kid and the worst mom. Mm-hmm. There's not the best, like, she's better than every other dancer, but if she was any less of a dancer, she would be gone in a heartbeat. Even when she came in on tonight's episode, Abby's like, I'm working, you know? Like, what are you doing in here? And she's right. Sometimes Abby's over the top. But with Yolanda, I'm like, she's under the top. I'd be like, you are not allowed in here.
Yeah.
Your daughter can come in, but you need to stay 500 feet away. Like a restraining dance mom order. Can they do that?
Yeah. Restraining dance
mom. A dance restraining order. So what do you guys think about Yolanda?
I mean, I do wonder, like, anything on the show, like, how much is producer-driven and how much, like, the producers are like, what do you think of this? Like, express your anger, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But also at the same time, she seems pretty insane.
Yeah.
I think she kind of needs to, like, bring it down on her daughter because, like, when we saw when she was practicing and stuff, like, she messed up because her mom was so on top of her, like, oh, you tell Abby this, do this, you know? And so it kind of messes with her head.
Yeah.
Especially if she's a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she also seems like one of those people that, to her, it's about her. Like, when I was a dancer, I performed as Charlie Chaplin. I did this. Like, I told her, you need to just smile sometimes. And the analogies she was giving aren't even appropriate to the situation. It's like, it's not that she needs to just let loose and have fun. It's that you need to back off.
Yeah. I think she tried to make today or this episode all about her. She got back like, I was a dancer. I did this. Like, this is how you should do it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, so she's definitely living through her child, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah, oh,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, she definitely.
Living through
her
child.
And ruining it. The daughter, Ellie, is great.
She's like, really good.
Yeah, and she's a good little kid. She's got a good sense of humor. I'm surprised she's as well-adjusted as she seems with that mom.
I really hope that she stays, like, nice. Uh-huh. And not, I hope she doesn't turn out to be a bratty kid.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
So far,
she's a cutie.
I love her.
She is so really, really cute.
I'm rooting for her. Every episode, I'm like, yeah, go Eliana.
Well, I 100% support Kira's plea to adopt her.
Yes,
like, yes, Kira, yes, please take this child.
It's what we were talking about last time,
yes,
too.
We wanted. We will start a Kickstarter for, like, a foster home for Eliana. She needs to be with a different mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, even a surrogate dance mother. Kira, do it. Grab her after practice one day.
She's so cute.
She is really cute. And speaking of cute, so let's move on to the... So the little ones had solos today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Lily is also just... They're really cute. They're cute little kids. She's a cute little kid.
Loved her performance.
Adorable. Yeah. So what did you think of those two mini... Or now they're all on one team. What did you think of the little ones being the only solos for the week?
I thought it gave them a chance to shine because they weren't into the group dance, so I liked seeing them on stage rather than just, like, sitting out and
And it gave them, like, their opportunity to kind of do their own thing, like, by themselves instead of, like, having a partner or, like, doing it in the group.
Yeah.
Like, they got to show their skills, so.
Yeah, and what about Maisie, though, who wasn't involved in the group and didn't have a solo today? That was interesting.
I think that was a driving force for her to, like, work harder, improve a little.
Yeah.
I did feel bad, though.
I did feel bad, too, but way to handle it, like a champ. Mm-hmm. That mom and her, like, you know, she just wants to learn. We're just glad to be here. It was like, okay, they were laying it on real thick, but that's good.
Her mom is pushing it a little bit.
She's pushing it a little bit, but I think that Abby does respond to that, even if it's over the top. She didn't seem to be, you know, biting what that mom was throwing out there, but it's better than being like, why doesn't my daughter have a solo? Yeah. Why isn't my daughter in the group, you know?
Yeah,
like, she threw little comments, but they weren't like, so like, oh, why doesn't she have a solo? Like, she should have a solo.
Yeah,
she
deserves
it. Like, she wasn't all crazy. Like,
she was a pretty good sport about it, considering she had to go to the grave with them all and hold a shovel.
I feel like she's gonna escalate to Kelly level, though.
You do?
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know if she'll... Well, we'll save that. So we'll move on to the group. So the two little ones had solos. The group dance was called 6 Feet Underneath, and the dance gang went on a field trip to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. What do you think about that?
Cute.
It was
spooky.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they playing this music? It's not Halloween anymore. I realized this was filmed around Halloween.
Oh, is that what it is? Because Abby had like a jack-o'-lantern sweater on.
No, it was definitely filmed around Halloween, I feel like.
Well, it would make sense, but we, again, as you guys know, about two Saturdays ago, we went to the ALDC, the three of us, and Abby was prefacing the Good Help Is Hard to Find dance, so it seems like they're pretty much on schedule.
Yeah.
So that would have to be after that, so I don't think it was Halloween. Maybe she just wore it in honor of the dance.
No, it was near Halloween,
I think it was, just because they film a long time in advance.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they're, like, showing them not in order of when they filmed them.
Maybe.
That's possible. And for those of you who don't live in Los Angeles, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery it's not as creepy as it sounds. It is a cemetery where famous people, I think Marilyn Monroe and James Dean are buried there. A lot of classic celebrities, but it's also used, they do events there, people have birthday parties there, and they do have movies in the summer. There's a plot of land without graves where people can hang out. So it's kind of creepy, but it's not as strange as just visiting a regular cemetery plot and learning to dig graves. Which, again, they've done a lot of dances where they didn't, like, method.
Where they didn't go to
learn how to crash a car. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's strange that they did that. I mean, wonder...
What she could have done is just placed a whole bunch of dirt on the floor and then just tried to dig, but I guess she wanted the whole experience.
Yeah, it was interesting. Because they went there, and then it was just sort of like, here we are. This is what digging graves is like. It didn't
turn into a big hole.
Yeah.
Now look at it.
Chelsea M says that Kendall had a solo that wasn't televised, apparently.
I saw that on Instagram.
Okay.
Also, October 29th is when the competition was.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. Thanks, Chelsea. Does Chelsea know why the solo wasn't aired? Do we know why Kendall's solo didn't make it to
probably
air?
Probably music rights. And then maybe time.
Okay.
But she placed first in teen and fourth overall, according to Chelsea.
That's great. Well, congratulations, Kendall. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's a bummer that that wasn't even mentioned on the show, because that's good for her.
I saw it on Instagram. I think Kendall posted that.
Oh.
Yeah, I think...
Like a picture of her.
Okay.
And that's why I was like, huh, it wasn't even part of the show at all. Like, they didn't even say she had a solo, so...
Huh. I guess there was. I bet you're right, Becca, that there was some reason why they weren't able to discuss it.
Probably, like, music.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it could be part of that.
So, okay, well then we'll move on. So the group was the 6 feet under, and we'll move right on to the competition, which was the Fierce Competition in Arizona. So prior to actually seeing the number, the moms were grumbling about Brynn having a special part, and Brynn being the sort of solo dancer. The thing that stuck out to me most in watching the group competition was Brynn didn't have any... That was a little premature. Like, that Brynn didn't really have any...
I think
she didn't have a feature
in the dance. She just was, like, at the end laying down. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like Brynn was the lead dancer. Mm-hmm. I think they were just being a little petty.
I think she just picked the lead to make the girls feel about themselves, to be honest.
Well, she didn't even. The moms made that up. Like, she didn't say, Brynn will be leading this. Mm-hmm. She kind of said, no, they're two and two, and then she's the last man standing.
Yeah, they just said that she was going to get buried, and then they're like, oh, she's the lead. But
they jumped to conclusions.
Yeah, the moms were, dare I say these moms could ever be petty, but I think they were looking for drama that one.
Petty, these moms?
No.
Not at all.
And speaking of petty... We forgot the most important part before we even enter the competition. Crazy Yolanda! What's Crazy Yolanda gonna do next? Come out in costume for her daughter's solo.
Again, trying to steal the show.
I would tell my mom not to come to any more competitions in the future.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that was odd.
That was hard to watch. At first, I didn't know it was her.
No, at first, I was like, they hired someone to dress as Charlie Chaplin to come to the competition.
I was like, what a coincidence.
And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, when I realized, I was like, oh, man. I thought, actually, that, like, what I thought, I was like, maybe some super fan got wind of the fact that she was doing a Charlie Chaplin dance and showed there. Because when Holly was saying, oh, she's passing the torch, I was like, that's cute. And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, she didn't. Like, and she did.
Yeah.
Yolanda came, got herself dressed up, put on a costume, put on an outfit, put on a mustache.
All because she's
like,
done
maybe
that
they
before.
Have a wacky sense of humor in that household. We don't get to really see the home lives of the dancers, but I don't think your daughter wants you to dress like her solo costume on television. No,
you know when Jill is horrified, it's bad.
Yeah,
like Jill is hard to horrify, but Jill was even like. Everyone's faces. We might need to make like a montage of all the moms' faces at that. Yeah, we have to do that. We'll work on it. If someone can do that, cut together all the moms' faces at Yolanda's performance. I would love to see that.
And send it to the AfterBuzz account.
Yeah,
we'll retweet.
Yeah, we'll retweet it. We'll post it. We'll hashtag it. It'll be great. But it was so embarrassing. And I think Eliana was like, she's got a nutty sense of humor. Like, she didn't know what to say about it either.
She was like, she was shocked, too, just like the rest of us, you know?
And then, then to add insult to injury, then she's sitting there going, like, Abby, her hat, you know, we don't have time to sew her hat. It's like, maybe if you weren't dressing yourself up, you would have had a little more time to focus on your daughter's costume. Yeah. Lunatic.
And she says something like, my hat doesn't have one of the straps, so like hers doesn't either. I was like, how is she going to dance without a strap on it? It's going to fall off.
Oh my God.
She's so worried about her costume. She didn't worry so much about her daughter's.
She is up there. Like I said, look out, Kathy. Look out. There's another horse in the race.
She has to get her priorities in line.
She does. So bringing on to that, it's rare. I can't think of, I don't know if you guys can think of a time that all the moms were sort of in agreement yeah. is agreeance a word? I don't know. An agreement, an agreeance about, it's so serious it needs a made up word, agreeance, about one mom's behavior and why it was so, like it's not just that they agree that she stinks, they agree why. So this is like two levels of agreeing for a bunch of people that rarely agree. And they're all like, you need to calm down because you're upsetting your child. This isn't about you. Like, they were, you know, it's so serious. They're not even yelling. Mm-hmm. They're like, maybe you need to.
It's getting to her.
Yes.
Like, it's getting to her mind. It's going to affect her in competition. She's going to mess up.
And it is at that point sad. Like, Kira, again, take the kid, was like, can I adopt this girl? Because this woman is...
Kira is the words of wisdom on this show right
now. And Holly.
The Holly when she's not acting insane about the pyramid.
Usually she's not, though. That's why I was like, that was a weird blowout for Holly. Usually she takes things
with a grain of salt. She usually is the word of wisdom.
I liked Ashley's words of wisdom, definitely, when she was like, you know, you need to tell her that she's good and that no matter what, to have fun and not worry so much. And I was like, yes, Ashley,
you're so right. Know? That's exactly why.
I feel like she does that with Brent, Ashley.
Well, that's what a normal mother, even Jill, who gets in her own way sometimes with her mothering to Kendall, lets her own neuroses overpower her, understands at the end of the day, just do your best, just...
I feel like Jill and Yolanda could help each other out. They need, like, a brunch date, and they need to, like, be like, okay, let's go to, like, let's have a spa day. And just relax ourselves because we're getting too stressed over our daughters and we're making our daughters stressed out.
Well, and Yolanda's 20 times worse than even Jill. Maybe it's because she's newer to it. But yes, I agree with you 100%. That's what I wrote. Ashley tried to have a heart-to-heart with her. But Yolanda is so self-absorbed and crazy and a little dumb, I think, that I don't think she got it. No, she's just like... Oh, that inspired her to dress up like Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. That heart-to-heart made her think, oh, I'll show her what fun is by dressing up. Mm-hmm. No, not you have fun, Yolanda. You have fun, your daughter. Like, you're telling
her. Your daughter have fun.
Exactly. She
misinterpreted the message.
She doesn't get it. She is a serious piece of work.
Then I want, like, Lily's mom to be like, hold her back. Because I feel like Lily's mom and... What's her mom's name again?
Which one?
Lily's mom.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know because she's not crazy. What is Lily's mom's name?
Stacy.
Stacy. All right.
I feel like Stacy and Yolanda are like... They're kind of like a team because they both have the minis. But, like, hold her back, Stacy. Come on.
I think Stacy has even, like... decided to distance herself from Yolanda a little bit.
Stacy has her moments.
Stacy was cool tonight. She was even channeling it down after. So this is a perfect segue.
Because Lily had a solo though.
Right. Yeah, let's go into, okay, so into that. Let's just go into the competitions and how everyone did there. So we'll start with Lily and Stacy. So Lily's solo was that dainty but dangerous, and it was an acro solo, and she blew me away.
She was a cutie. The end thing when she had her legs over her head, I was like, yeah. I don't think that's normal.
When did she have her legs over her head?
Yeah, she kept on, like, going around and around. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not humanly
possible.
Yeah.
I was so shocked. She's so talented. She's so flexible.
She is. She's just like a little slinky.
Yeah.
It's like a little bendy toy.
She just kept on...
Yeah.
Bending and twisting. Yeah. And
I everything. Loved her costume. I loved her, like, XOXO ribbons. And her acting
is really good as well.
Yeah, her facial expressions were...
I think they were, but that makeup was so good that I couldn't tell because it was, like...
No, the end I could especially tell when she, like, sat there and her eyes got all big and I was like, whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I loved that dance. Super creepy, super challenging, very Tim Burton, very,
Yeah.
Which was cool, and I guess keeping with the Halloween theme, if we're... All right, so it was around Halloween. Yeah, she was great. I couldn't believe it, because I hadn't ever seen her dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really
I was impressed with Eliana's, though, too.
Okay, so on to Ellie. What did you think?
I think the dance was adorable. I think it was... At first, I was like, is this going to be, like, a Kinsey dance? But I don't... I think it was edging away from Kinsey dance, because it had more, like... it didn't have the tricks. It had the leaps, turns, et cetera, et cetera. I thought it was cute.
Okay, so Eliana had the Charlie Chaplin musical theater piece. And, yeah, it was twisty-turny. I guess she missed, that's the big, she missed the thing, a curve-up.
I don't think that made that much of a difference.
It didn't.
I don't either. The dance seemed fine, but moderately boring. There wasn't a lot exciting going on
in the beginning. I don't think there was a lot exciting.
I think the pressure got to her because I felt like right from the beginning, like her face, she seemed very nervous, and I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this, because from the very beginning, obviously with her mom and all the drama, she felt it.
I mean, how could you, can you imagine coming in, like, just getting off the bus and seeing your mom dressed up?
I mean,
and then everything that happened throughout the week, it's like there was so much pressure on her, especially.
Sounds well, the like hat that. Stayed on. That's something. The hat good. Did stay on, so that was good.
I think it was better than fifth place, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
I did, too, but we didn't see who knows what the competition was like. I thought it was good, but I did. And I love her, but I thought it was, it was fine. Yeah. It was boring. Yeah, there wasn't anything really exciting.
But that was the places I've... we'll get into that later.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm so intrigued. Okay. All right. Well, so the competition's then moving on to the group. So the group, we know there was the hubbub about Brynn being a solo, being the lead, but she wasn't really. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny that the moms are even fighting over it, because clearly Kalani is the group leader, isn't she?
I see her as the group leader.
Yeah, she's always when she's prepping mature. Them. Right. She's mature. She's always coaching them off stage. A la Maddie, like Maddie used to do, saying, you know, just go out there, we'll do this.
She stands out to me out of everybody.
Yeah.
So. She's a beautiful dancer.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's ready to go pro. I mean, I feel like she's like...
She's ready.
Yeah.
When we were talking about what we want to see her do after Dance Moms, I make them the Dancing with the Stars thing is really good, actually.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Being a, what did we want her to be?
A pro on Dancing with the Stars. That'd be really good.
It would be really good.
I mean, I could see her as a Rockette, too, but...
Yeah.
I could see her more as a pro on Dancing with the Stars.
She's cooler than a Rockette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Rockettes are cool, but, like... I can see her going pro.
Yeah, she's got... I feel like... Well, you know what? I haven't seen the Rockettes in a really long time. Maybe they are more diverse now, but I feel like, aren't they just sort of like a certain style of dance?
They're more drill team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kalani, we're rooting for you. Tell us what you plan to do. We'll ask her. We should get Kalani on, because I'd love to hear what she wants, like what her dream would be.
What her goals are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should get on that.
So, the group, what did you guys think of the dance and of everybody's performances?
I love that group together. I love all of them, certain, like, them.
Yeah.
I love, love, love when they dance together. Yep. I think it's always a great thing to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Awesome choreography. They managed to look beautiful despite wearing, like, dirt-smudged faces. And I thought Kalani and Cameron really stood out in the group.
I liked that it was definitely a piece that, like, told a story.
Yeah. I love those stories.
I like the group, but I think Daviana should return as well.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying last week, too.
Why do you keep kicking Davion out? Why is she swinging? She's so good.
Yeah, it's funny that they didn't address that at all tonight.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
Yeah. It's interesting that they didn't. We're going to have to investigate the taping versus airing dates, if they mixed them up at all, because the fact that they never even addressed Daviana's dismissal after how it was weird last week.
I just think they end sometimes on weird notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But hopefully Daviana comes back, because I really like her.
Yeah. So then after the dances, so the group wins. Congratulations, girls. They win a first overall, which is great. So this is now their fourth week on a winning streak. Fourth undefeated week, which is great.
They're back on their game.
They're back on their game. So they're all back in. And who do you think goes a little crazy? Yolanda. So all the moms are trying to tell her, like, look, you know, relax. And she storms off. So that's kind of where this episode ends.
The mini places. The first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Liliana got first. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Liliana got first place. And she totally deserved it. Yeah. She was great. Yeah, I couldn't imagine anyone beating that. That dance kind of crushed it.
Yeah. But yeah. Going back to the solos, it was overall, yes, that they showed us?
Yeah, the overall.
I think so.
The overall solos. It was the five overall solos.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, Ellie got fifth place overall.
Okay, so it was
Lily got
like
first
division.
Place.
No, I think
okay. I think it was overall.
Makes sense.
Okay. And then the girl, the group, got first.
Yeah.
So Abby was really happy, and the spirits were high when they go back there. But then, of course, you know, poor Ileana's not very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Abby didn't really say anything to Ileana.
No.
She didn't really say anything to Liliana either.
Yeah.
I thought she gave a lot of attention to Liliana when she kept, like, hugging her. And
hold on. We're missing. Yes, she did. She accused her of lying. Wait, that's what. So Ileana came up to her and said, and accuse is a harsher word. Ileana said, you know, I meant to do the twist up.
But the floor was
the roll
sticky.
Up, but the floor was sticky. And Abby's like, I think you're just saying that because you forgot to do it. Yeah. And that's when Kira said, oh my God, are you going to let? And I couldn't figure out. I think Kira was just instigating Yolanda to get rid of her, because I mean, she's crazy. So, but that's why Yolanda's so crazy. So Yolanda opens her mouth every second about everything. There's actually something that might warrant a comment.
Yeah.
And she's silent.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't stick up for her kid
when she needs sticking up for, and she butts in when everything's fine.
Like, even if you don't stick up for your kid in front of Abby, I would just like go up and be like, hey, I believe you. Don't, like,
right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You did a good job. It was a challenging time. Yeah. Right. Like, supporter. Yolanda, support your daughter.
Like maybe don't fight with Abby on it. I don't blame her. Stay quiet.
Yeah.
If you fight with Abby, it just makes things worse most of the time.
Yeah. So that was when every single mom was like, look, like, stick up for her, and like, what you're doing isn't working. You need to support your daughter. And you know, her mom, Yolanda, always has that, like, unhappy puss on. And it's true. It's like, your daughter's going to see that. Be happy for her. She's this, like, 9-year-old on the elite team.
Kira
you know?
Does like to instigate those.
Yeah.
Watcher Carter said that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But at this time, Kira was instigating, but I think justifiably so. Yeah, she wasn't just stirring the pot.
Yeah. But sometimes she does just say instigate, stuff.
Yeah.
But I think drama. This one was for, like, a good cause. She was, like, instigating to, you know, be with her daughter. And like,
So. And again, go Kira. Like I said, snatch that chick after a competition. Take her home, you know? She can babysit the little baby. Yeah, that she needs to not be with Yolanda, that poor little girl who's so good and cute.
She is.
She is adorable.
She has a lot of potential if her mom was
I hope she goes far.
Yeah.
She does.
So, moving along, do we have anything to say before we get into predictions?
I don't agree with Stacey's comment on the minis should dance with the big kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless they grow in height. and look like they fit in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, once in a while, I would like to see them kind of join them.
Yeah, but not every week.
And, like, have them be a part of the elite team, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She said, like, well, Abby said this was interesting while she was rehearsing with Lily, that she wanted her to do a solo because whenever she's dancing with the big kids, she sort of looks to them to see what she's doing as opposed to standing on her own. So that further proves, I thought her dance was great, but that was such a strange, isolated, like, she can't just roll around on the floor all the time. Like, just because she did really well at that doesn't mean she's going to compliment a mature teen number. So, yeah, I agree that that was a little off of Stacey. Like, see, she's shown she can do it. Now she should dance with the big kids. It's like, well.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly, right. But that's also on Abby. It's like, well, you've got two little girls on a team with two teenagers.
Yeah, find more little girls. Get the other little girls back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of on the producers.
Yeah. Or Abby or something. I'm not sure what it's on, but it's like, even if they're the best 8-year-olds in the world, it doesn't mean they should be dancing beside Kalani.
Yeah.
Or Nia or Cameron or Kendall.
They just don't fit in.
Yeah.
Dynamic-wise.
Yeah. So let's do it without further ado. Let's get into predictions.
Ooh. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Ooh, the lights.
Okay, all right. Brrr, you want to kick us off, Becca B?
You first.
All right.
I have to think about them.
All right, I'll kick us
your
off.
Prediction.
I don't know. This is my little prediction. I don't think Maisie's long for this world. I kind of like Maisie, but they did show, this is cheating a little, they did show this new blonde girl who looked about 16. I mean, she looked 15, 16. She was as tall as Kalani or any of the taller girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem like Maisie is finding, she's sort of that middle thing. I think Abby wanted her to bridge the gap from the little girls to the big girls. But I think she, as she said in this episode, she dances like a little kid, so it's like you don't need a sort of big kid that dances like a little kid. She's being really mean to Jamie, Maisie's mom, I think meaner than is warranted. So it makes me feel like we're not going to see a lot more of Maisie. That is my prediction.
I think my prediction is I definitely see Nia getting like another solo.
Okay,
I see that too.
Whoa. I feel like she did so good in the past solos that I kind of want Abby to like give her another one to have her prove herself more. You know,
so that would be great. I support that prediction.
I would love to see.
All right,
I think despite me not wanting to see the little ones dance with the older kids, I think soon enough, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, I kind of want to see that, too.
Both Liliana and Eliana are going to join the older kids for a dance. And I think it's iffy whether or not they'll win with the little kids dancing with them again.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
It just has to be very specifically curated. It's not like you can just take a number and give it to them. It would have to be really tailored to a bunch of big girls and two little girls to make it work, which is difficult. Yeah. It's challenging.
Yeah. Definitely so.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, everybody at home, we want to hear your predictions. Let us know what you think. And be sure to follow us and check us out. Give us 5 stars. Check out our Twitter. Check out AfterBuzz. My name is Pamela. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill. And I also do Salem, which only has 2 more. So if you want to check that out, it's Thursday nights. Take it away. Plug anything you want.
My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We look forward to catching up with you next week. We'll see if our predictions came true.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.